Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking total and complete repeal of the death tax in just a moment.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly you have hay on the ground and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made. The Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world, it'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
Two agricultural groups, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the American Farm Bureau, have fought harder than any other groups when it comes to battling against the so-called death tax, wanting to get rid of it once and for all. Back in 1997, they were battling with an estate tax exemption of just $600,000 a person, a top estate tax rate of 55%. That improved because of legislation they championed. By 2002, it was a $1 million exemption, 50% top tax rate. By 2010, it was $5 million. In fact, that was the 1 year when you could take a zero estate tax rate if you're willing to take a modified basis. 2011, $5 million at a 35% tax rate. And since that time, it's been indexed higher. Lately, $5.49 million at 40% tax rate. Here in 2017, the hope is with the Trump administration in place now, we might have a shot at getting it done once and for all. The death of the death tax. Danielle Beck handles tax policy for NCBA in Washington.
One of the general concepts in the White House plan for tax repeal is a full repeal of the death tax. We were thrilled that during the White House press briefing on tax reform, Mr. Cohn did commit to a full immediate repeal of the death tax as opposed to some sort of staggered proposal that's been discussed in years past.
Now, when we start thinking about the death tax, I know one thing that folks always seem to bring up is, you know, will we get that stepped up basis? And I guess that's to be determined.
Preserving stepped up basis is something that's critically important and a priority of our producers, so that's what we're working on and focusing on as we move forward with advocating for this on Capitol Hill.
A few years back, we actually had a repeal of the death tax, but it fell under that reconciliation, so it wasn't a permanent repeal. Is this going to be the same thing again, you think?
The devil's in the details. We have to wait and see what happens. It really depends on whether or not Congress has bipartisan support for whatever their tax reform package is.
Is that a possibility at this point, or are we going to have to probably go with, say, something less than total and complete and permanent repeal?
We are keeping our fingers crossed that full permanent repeal is still a possibility. If we have to live with a repeal that exists for only 10 years' time, that's better than nothing.
Some of the other things you talked about, of course, a lot of emphasis on cutting corporate taxes. Good or bad overall for the cattle industry?
I think tax reform as a whole will be good for the industry. This is the first time that we're looking at reforming the tax code in 31 years. Overall lowering of the rates for corporations and individuals is going to benefit, you know, Americans at large. For pass-through entities, we're talking about a lowering of rates as well. And so ultimately, as long as the tools that our producers utilize currently are preserved and we see a full repeal of the death tax, we'll be in good shape.
NCBA's Danielle Beck. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.